Mickey, obviously disappointed. You got the first score of the game, but by halftime they were well in command and you were never really in it.
No, look, we hanged tight for a good while, Chris. I suppose we went one up in the 4-8, then we had three wides in a row. No, and something's been happening. Then they opened the gap to 4 or 5. We brought it back to 3, and actually before the second goal we had a chance of putting it over the bar from here, you know, and we dropped it short and it ended up going down the pitch. So set it back to 2, it opened up to a 5-point going on at half-time or 6, and the second half I thought London were the better team, you know. Their forwards are just a bit more clinical than ours, you know, and our defence held on rightly at times, but it's probably as good as London team you've seen in a long time, you know.
I think at one point, midway through the second half, they got 3 or 4 points in a row. They opened it up to 9 points. You finished strongly enough, but it was over at that stage.
It was, and look, we're probably a wee bit more conditioned and trained harder as a unit all year than London, like. But I mean, knew that if we could get down the stretch for the last 5 or 10 minutes and you're within touching distance, the gaps might open up. And they did open up, but the gap's too wide, you know. It was out to 8, maybe brought back to 5 at 6 times, but look, I think London just were we level above us there in the second half.
Ultimately, though, it's great to be competing in this competition, and you know, hopefully we're going to be there again next year, because that win over Tyrone was absolutely crucial.
Yes, we're hoping that's enough. I don't know how Derry and Tyrone's going, but look, you'd be expecting, I think Derry were leading anyway, and if that result goes Derry's way, we're safe next year. Disappointing maybe, because you know, we had performances where we consistently just aren't performing. Chris, you know, we have good performances and then we drop off again, and then high against Tyrone, and today wasn't too bad. I felt London's a good team, you know, but look, you have to learn from it. You have to learn from it, and when you go through their team and their personnel and their clubs and who they played with, you'd be surprised. You know, they're all playing senior hurling down in Galway, Kilkenny, and you know, at that level, you know, the fitness might be there, but the hurling's there right through their career, and look, it showed. They end up, they're just that wee step above us, you know.
And Donegal, I suppose the last few games, just not as clinical as would normally be the case in front of the goals.
No, disappointing, and you know what, training, Chris, that's, they're so accurate, you know, they just lack a wee bit of composure on the days, you know, and I felt today we got the first score, that'll be us, you know, but then we had 3 wides straight away after that, and it sort of, you know, started a wee rot for us again, but a lot of that's the pressure London's bringing to you and your time on the ball, so maybe just that wee bit of experience of playing at that level and how fast you need to, you know, take your shot and how composed you need to be, and when the shot's on and when it's not, so we'll just have to learn from it. We're working hard on it, but as you say, not as clinical as we used to be. But maybe it's down to the opposition, the level of competition as well, you know.
So one more game in this competition against Meath, and you know, a chance maybe to give some more of the younger guys a run out.
Yeah, and look, you've Donal Farley and John Keeley, who both come on the other day, you know, and they've been training well since it's on the 20s now. So look, maybe a chance to get more game time in them, and look, we're looking to travel full strength and ask questions to Meath, because that's what it's all about, you know. We're going to try to get a second victory in the competition. Now Meath will have all to play for, probably, and one will take them to the final, so we're going with the pressure off a wee bit and have a go at them, and so it's going to be an interesting one, but look, we'll not be just throwing in the towel. We'll be going there to compete and see where it leads us, you know.
Well, it's important, I suppose, to feel that you're continuing to progress.
Exactly, you know, and defeats can build up when you're up a level, but you need to realise, you know, that's the first time really we've got to go at Christy Ring, you know, and the main thing was staying there. You know, you've Wicklow's competition, top of the competition, beat us by a point. Derry's probably going to a final, beat us by 4. So, look, we're on touching distance. But the only way you're going to get better is stay there and get another year at it. And to be fair to the players, they've trained hard this year and got behind one another, but disappointing some of the results, but you know, it's a level of hurling that we're at now, and if you take it, you know, you're working with three clubs mainly, like, and one or two coming into another. So when you look at Meath, working with 14 clubs, so we're punching, you know. We set high standards when the thing gets out that you're on the rise, you know, but sometimes you just can't rise that quick when you look what you're pulling from compared to the other counties. I think we're doing fairly good, you know.